Hi, and welcome to the Brain Collective. My name is Nicole Pass. I'm a photographer and small biz mentor, and I'm here to take away the overwhelm of small business life to help you create a heart-led, purpose-driven brand. I'll be sharing my biggest takeaways from starting a business with no experience at all to one where I'm now able to mentor other small business owners to create the brands and lives of their dreams. I'll also be inviting some of the incredible small biz babes I've met on my journey to share their stories. Are you ready to get inspired? This is the Brand Collective. Hey guys, and welcome to episode one of the Brand Collective podcast. I am Nicole Pass, your host, and today's topic to begin this podcast is all about my story. I thought, what better way to introduce you guys all to who I am and what this podcast is going to be all about than by sharing where I started and what has led me to this point and what brought me to start this podcast to begin with. So here we go. I hope you guys are ready. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Nicole and I am a brand photographer based in Melbourne, Australia. I started my business from scratch. I had no idea what I was doing. I do not come from a business or entrepreneurial family or background. However, I decided that I had had enough of my corporate gig. When I had had my first child back in 2014, I had had enough and decided that going back to that world was not going to be conducive to my family or to the work-life balance that I had craved for so long, especially now that I was a mum. So I thought, what better time than now to actually follow my dream and become a photographer? It's something I had wanted to do ever since I was a little girl. I've got photos of when I was 3 and 5 and almost every other age from that point out holding my dad's cameras. He was an avid photographer and a hobbyist photographer. We always had cameras in the house. Back then it was film, slightly showing my age. But I just loved it. I loved playing with film. I loved clicking the shutter button. I loved creating images and then watching the film develop and watching the process of taking that image, developing it, and watching the story, that moment in time, come back to life. And it's something that has always driven my creativity and my love of storytelling. And that's something that I continue all the way through to now when I work with my clients. I am super, super lucky that I get to tell their stories of other small business owners. It's something that I am now hoping to also continue through this podcast. So I thought I would share with you what drove me to actually start my business. And that was my amazing husband. He knew that it was something that I had always loved, something that I'd always wanted to do. But having come from a private school education background, those of you listening who may have been through the same can attest to this. Back when I was at school, and I hope this is not the case anymore, the arts were not something that was necessarily encouraged to create a career from. The school I went to, we were encouraged to go to university, follow a steady career path, become, you know, those atypical career drivers, things like lawyers, doctors, teachers, accountants, all those things that our parents would strive for us to be, because that was what was instilled in them as well. Particularly for me, I come from a Greek background. I come from, you know, families of immigrants, and all of those families came to Australia with the hope of building a better life for their family. And so, of course, for my parents, that was also instilled in them. And that's obviously what they then drove into myself and my sister. They wanted the same for us, those amazing opportunities that were given to them. We're very lucky, I think, nowadays that we live in a world and a time where we can really make a great living following our passions and our dreams. We can be photographers. We can be artists. We can create amazing online businesses. We can, you know, make amazing handmade bespoke products that we can sell to, you know, families, whoever it might be, whether it's, you know, beautiful products for babies. We might make, you know, polymer-based earrings. We could make beautiful handmade clothing. So many incredible things. And we can build successful careers and businesses out of it. I think it's just, we are so lucky and so blessed that this is where life is at the moment. And I really, really hope that those of you who are listening to this podcast and who are on those journey get inspiration and can get tips and amazing things to continue on your path and to make sure that your business is a success. We're very, very lucky. We're not stuck to that very typical old way of living where you go to university, you do your degree, and that becomes your career for the rest of your working life. I myself, I'm happy to admit, I have changed jobs and career paths way more times than I care to count. However, it's also brought me to where I am, and I have learned so many invaluable lessons along the way from every single experience I've had. And that's what has created the person that I am now. And I'm so grateful for that time and for that experience and for all of those life lessons. It's something that I like to think I bring to my business now. And it's definitely something I'm going to be sharing with all of you on this podcast. Getting back to my story, you guys are going to learn very quickly. It is very easy for me to get off track. Once I start talking, I sometimes can lose where I am. So please forgive me, stay with me. And I promise there are going to be so many juicy nuggets that I will be sharing with you. But let's get back to how I started. So my husband had encouraged me when I was on maternity leave with our first child, and it was getting back to that time where I knew that I had to go back to work. From where I was working in the past, I really enjoyed it. I was really bloody good at it, but it did not fire me up. It did not get the juices going. I was quite bored, if I'm honest. And when it came time to make that decision on whether I was going to go back to work or not, I did approach my boss. And I said to them, look, this is where I'm at. You guys had promised me when I was on maternity leave that I could come back part-time. Is that still open for discussion? And they basically said no. They wanted me back completely full-time, which is not what I had wanted. My choice personally, I had a family to be a mum and to be present for my kids. I wanted to be the mum that was there to take them to school, to pick them up. I was there for all the after-school activities. That was the experience I had in my childhood. I absolutely loved that time with my mum, and I wanted to create the same environment for my own family. So when my boss said to me, well, no, you need to be back full time, I had to make that hard decision to say no and to resign from that role and that career path. And instead, I decided I would do the scary thing of starting from scratch. However, it was also super exciting, because when else in life do you get to make that decision? I know there are a lot of amazing humans out there that have done this without the added pressure of just having had a young family. And I honestly take my hat off to you. I think it is the bravest thing that you can do. For me, it was a little bit different. I did it from ending maternity leave and deciding that no, I'm going to follow my passion. I am not going to allow someone else to dictate how my life should go. And so that's what I did. I found myself a part-time job. And I enrolled myself in photography college, and I did that 2 nights a week, and I worked 3 days a week. I had my beautiful little boy in daycare, and then other days he was with my mum or my husband, obviously, at night. And that's how I started my journey. And it was just incredible, because it forced me not only to get out of my comfort zone, but to really reassess what I wanted out of life and out of my career, and to build that for not only for myself, but for my family. And it just continued from there. And I have to say, going back to school as an adult and as a mum, especially, like, you guys know, if you're a mum listening, your life changes so dramatically when you become a mum. And going back and starting from scratch, it was just the most amazing thing to do. I was very fortunate that the college that I went to, I met some of the most incredible people I've ever met in my life. We all came from all walks of life, but we just gelled so, so well. And I really cherish that time that I had at college, because yes, I learned a lot about the art of photography, but I also learned so much about life. And I learned about these amazing humans that I had met and all of their stories. And to be honest, that was really what started to reignite my passion for storytelling and to tell people stories. That's one of the biggest things that I've learned as an adult. Everything happens for a reason at the time that it happens. Some call it divine timing, fate, the universe having your back. But I truly believe that experiences that you have are going to lead you to where you need to get to. It may not make much sense at the time, but it will eventually. Always trust in that. And that was definitely a massive driver for me in starting my business. And so that's basically how it started. I was studying, I was working part-time, and you guys know what it's like, other photographers that are listening. Once you get a camera in your hand, you start picking up jobs, you want to start practicing your craft and figuring out exactly which part of photography you want to go into. And for me at the time, I had a young family, so it felt very organic to try newborn photography and family photography. And that's where I started. I had a good few years of doing that kind of work. I started picking up family events, baptisms, christenings, birthdays, and that's where I grew my client base. But as I kept going, I realized really quickly that while I loved that type of work, it wasn't quite for me. It really didn't ignite my passion completely. And then one day I had an opportunity presented to me, and it was one of those sliding door moments in life where I could have said no, because that was the easy way. Particular opportunity, it was a little bit scary. It was an old friend from school who had her own small business, and she needed someone to do some video content for her. Now, video was not something that I was particularly confident with back then. I hadn't really done much of it at all. And to this day, I am completely self-taught. I do video content now. I absolutely love it. But at the time I thought, you know what? I'm going to say yes to this because you just don't know where it could lead. And there was something inside of me that, yeah, it felt bloody scary, but it felt really exciting at the same time. And I find that that is where true growth comes from. When you say yes to something that scares you, because you know that while the risk is there, the gain that you'll get out of it is worth so, so much of that scare factor. And so off I went. I said to my friend, do you know what? Let me do it for you for free, because it's not something I've done before, but let's just give it a crack and see what we can create. She was happy with that. And so off we went. I joined her on this particular day. There was a group of incredible women who were there as well that were going to be creating content. They were all influencers based in Melbourne. They were a mix of mummy influencers, fashion influencers. And so I started talking to these incredible women, networking with them, connecting, and I gained some not only beautiful friends that I still have to this day, but an amazing group of people to work with. And that was nearly 4 years ago now, and I still work with some of these women to this very day. And to be honest, that's what changed my path from working with families and newborns to doing content creation and eventually working with small businesses. I started shooting content for quite a few of them, and that's where it went. I felt like I was completely at home. I'd found my people. I found the type of work that set me on fire, and it allowed me to start telling stories of small business owners. And to be honest, it was just an amazing feeling. I knew that was exactly where I needed to be. And so that's where I decided that's where I would cement myself. I was going to become a brand photographer, a content creator, and I just love it. I've been doing it now for almost 3-4 years, and every day is a different day. I would get to meet different people. It's just, honestly, for me, the best thing ever. And that's what's led me to create this podcast. And I will be inviting some of these incredible small business owners to share their stories with you all as well. And I am super, super excited to be doing that. And so that's it. That's what the Brand Collective podcast is going to be all about. I hope you're excited. I certainly am. I cannot wait to bring all of their amazing stories to your ears and to continue to share my learnings and all of my knowledge with you on so many different amazing brand topics. That's it for today. I hope you got a lot out of this episode. I hope you got to know a little bit more about who I am, where I have come from, and where this podcast is going to be headed. Super excited, my friends. Have a beautiful week, and I will see you next week in the Brand Collective. Bye. Well, guys, that's it for another week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you'd like to connect, I'm at Nicole Pass on Instagram. Or if you'd like to come and dig a little deeper on all things branding, you can come and join me in my private Facebook group, The Brand Collective with Nicole Pass, where I dive into how to create a soul-led, purpose-driven brand. And as always, if you have any questions or want to chat, I'm only a DM away. If you love this episode and feel called to, I would so appreciate if you'd rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Spotify, as it will help more people find my little corner of the podcast world. Have a beautiful week, friends. See you soon.